This week I have two really cool tools for you. They're both really sort of quite innovative ways in keeping in contact with your customers, but they also have, you know, that traditional type of feel to them. One's a smartphone application and the other is a website that is just awesome.
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, YouTube. The Online Toolkit. The podcast of Green Umbrella with Julia Doherty.
Hello there and a really big welcome to the Online Toolkit podcast. This is episode number 19 and you can find the show notes at green-umbrella.biz/19. Anyway, this is the podcast for online marketers and small business owners who want to find out the latest tools and techniques that you can use online to enhance your business. Hiya everyone, my name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella Social Media for Business, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with social media and general online digital marketing. For my regular listeners, I wanted you to let you know that I'm now producing this podcast every 2 weeks rather than weekly. I spend my Fridays in the recording booth and I'm on a mission to get my new projects off the ground, and these are Wi-Fi workshops. They're pre-recorded webinars, which can be free of charge to absolutely everyone. And I've already created two, which are for LinkedIn, and there's another one for hashtag hours, how to get the best of those hashtag hours on Twitter. And Facebook for Business will also be going live this weekend, which if you're listening to this afterwards, it's September the 8th, 2013. So that will be Facebook for Business. If you want to learn out more about these free Wi-Fi workshops, then just hop on over to green-umbrella.biz/Wi-Fi-workshops. So that's green-umbrella.biz/Wi-Fi-workshops. Anyway, without further ado, let's crack on with the show and check out this week's Tools of the Week.
Tools and Techniques.
Okay, my first tool is one called TouchNote. It's an application. To be honest, I can't remember how I came across this app, but I think it's an absolute fantastic app for both personal and business use. So what on earth is TouchNote, I can hear you ask? In brief, TouchNote is like a simple way of sending postcards and greeting cards in the post or in the mail if you're in America, using sort of your own images. In a way, it's very similar to Moonpig or Apple Cards or FunkyPigeon.com. But also, it's on a smartphone app and there's an iPad app as well. So, here's my reasons why I love using this. Again, they have distributors all over the world. Therefore, if you're sending a card in the UK, then the distributor actually sends the card from the UK, which keeps your cost low, obviously. And it doesn't look like it's come from America when you've actually been on holiday in Wales, you know, which I think is actually quite cracking. I also like the way that it integrates with Facebook. So you can choose any images that you've preloaded up to your Facebook and simply click select, and that works quite well as well. And you can now choose as well from your camera roll or just take a picture sort of there and then and send it in the post. I also like the way that you can add a signature, so it looks more like you've actually written it out yourself and taken some time and some care over it. So you can actually do a physical signature right on the bottom of the app, which is quite cool. The best thing is though that with a click of a button you can add your addresses easily, so and it links to your contacts on your iPhone or your iPad. And that works really well. And once you've sent one postcard, it's there and then in your app for TouchNote. So that's quite cool. So you can send them on a regular basis. So it's easy to use. Even my 10-year-old sends cards this way. And the costs are quite simple as well. A credit is as low as 99 pence. And if you buy in bulk, then you get them cheaper. And to send a postcard is one credit, to send a greeting card is two credits, so it's easy to do. There's like this four-step process and it literally takes about 1 minute, no trips to the post box, no envelopes, no stamps, just brilliant. So check that one out. How do I use TouchNote? Well, sending postcards with an image of the family on a beach to friends and family is an obvious one. But you know what I also did is I loaded TouchNote on my daughter's mini iPad, you know, these iPad minis, and I gave her £10 credit. She then sent personalised postcards to all friends and family with pictures of her showing what they bought her for her birthday. And she was like saying thank you cards or thank you postcards with a picture of her in her new onesie or showing her new earrings or whatever. My daughter's only 10 and she did it all herself, along with drawing her own signature at the end. Grandparents absolutely loved it. But how is that is relevant for business, I hear you ask? Well, at Green Umbrella, we use this app for keeping in touch with clients. So if we know it's their birthday, or perhaps they've moved house, or they've just their wife's just had a baby or something like that, we send thank you cards to those as well that have given us a referral or perhaps given us a recommendation on LinkedIn or Facebook. It's just a nice way to keep in touch. So check it out. It's TouchNote. That's TouchNote. TouchNote.com on the Apple Store or Google Play. I'll put the links again in the show notes. Just visit green-umbrella.biz/19. And if you can think of any other ways in which to use this product, then please just let us know in the comments below. Okay, so that's the first one. And let's talk about the second one, which is graze.com. My second tool that I wanted to share with you is graze.com. This company has come on so much. It's come on leaps and bounds in the last 3 years since I've been using them. And it's great to see new products coming out all the time. So what's a Graze box, I hear you ask? You might have seen them about, but put simply, Graze is mostly health snack foods that are delivered right to your home, your place of work, or to a customer, which is how we use it. You or a client will receive a box through the post, and they've got like four punnets or little plastic containers of snack food. And some of these are really yummy. You can do fiery hot stuff, or you can have little mini chocolate flapjacks. They've got a whole range of different things, from like oat bakes with dips to rice crackers and all sorts of stuff. In fact, they've just introduced a brand new one that we've started to order, which is a new breakfast Graze box, and that contains things like little porridges with syrups and stuff like that. And they're quite cheap as well. They're like £3.95 a box, so they're not very expensive at all. Okay, sounds good, but how can it help your business? Well, at Green Umbrella, we actually send Graze boxes to all those people that we've declared as Fan of the Week on Facebook. In addition, we also send Graze boxes to those that have had those that have passed us a business referral as a way of saying thank you, and it works brilliantly. You can also personalise a gift card that gets delivered with the Graze box, and that works well. So when they open it, they have these nice little cards saying, "Hey, thank you for being our Fan of the Week on Facebook. Please enjoy your Graze box from all the team at Green Umbrella," and that works great. I also guarantee that if you're sending them out to perhaps a slightly larger organisation, then the recipient will get quite a lot of attention, and that's always good for business, as people are dying to know, you know, "Ooh, what have you got in your Graze box?" Your business name will be top of mind for the next few days, and each time they take a bit of a nibble, they'll be thinking about your company. So check it out, that's graze.com, and again, all the links are in the show notes. It's great having all this technology, but you can never beat getting someone's attention by actually sending them something physical in the post. We all like to receive stuff in the post. And both of these methods I've mentioned are relatively inexpensive, and they have a fabulous impact on your customers and your prospects. So I urge you, go check them out.
News brief. What's new in social media?
Each week I have to present to my team all the techniques and developments that have happened recently in the world of social media. It's important for our company and the staff to be ahead of the game so that we can give our clients the best possible service. I'm producing this content anyway, so I thought it wouldn't take me long to add a quick summary tagged on the end of the Online Toolkit podcast. As mentioned, I'm now producing this podcast every 2 weeks, so this is a roundup of the last few weeks' activity on the social networking sites. Don't worry, I'll keep them as brief as I can, but to be honest with you, the last 2 weeks, as loads has happened. So let's crack on with it, with what's new in LinkedIn. Okay, LinkedIn groups have had a bit of a makeover. So it looks so much better now. The functionality is exactly the same as it was before. It's just a lot easier to navigate. LinkedIn updates their terms of service, including an update in the privacy policy, so please check that out. There'll be links in the show notes. Also, LinkedIn have announced university LinkedIn pages, which is a bit like a company page, but it's just for universities. So again, there's links in the show notes, so you can have a look at those. What's new in Twitter? Well, Twitter announced related headlines. So you can now see related headlines section on tweets that have been embedded on a website. So it's a bit like, you know, you've read this, you might also be interested in this. And Twitter also announced the new look for conversations. I don't know if you've seen it, but they've got these little blue lines that link conversations up now, so it's meant to be easier. But there's a good and bad reviews on Twitter, so check it out, see what you think. Big news in Facebook, right? Facebook, big news that is Facebook have now partnered with Shutterstock. Facebook have made it easier for you to add images to your Facebook adverts with this new integration. So that's quite a cool thing to do. Facebook also rolled out embedded posts to everyone. So now when you've seen a post, you've got a little button that you can press and you get the embedded code that you can then put onto your website. So you can actually showcase a particular post on your website. And that's quite cool as well. The best news in the last 2 weeks, though, is that Facebook have eased their promotional guidelines. This is just brilliant news. Removing the need to use an external application to run things like competitions, sweepstakes, promotions. Yes, this is really good, big news. So that's quite cool. I must admit, how they were policing it before, I have no idea. So I'm assuming that's probably one of the reasons why it's lapsed. But that's good. So you can now run competitions using your status update rather than an external app. And Facebook have announced shared photo albums. Again, I'll put a link into the show notes on that as well, so you can check that out. Other news on other platforms. Well, Google Plus. Who's using Google Plus? Not me, but anyway. They've now embedded this translation link. So if you've seen a post on Google Plus and it's written in Japanese or something, you can then press a button and it will translate it for you, which is probably quite a cool function. But as I don't know anyone that's actually used that yet. YouTube has updated its mobile app. I don't know why, but I actually rarely use this particular app on my phone or my iPad. I'm usually just doing it online, so I don't know, perhaps that's just me. And Google Hangouts are now in HD. Woohoo! Foursquare rolled out proactive recommendations. That's quite a good one, actually. So check that out. When you're checking into Foursquare, you're now getting adverts and stuff like that coming up as well. And if you use Buffer, and there are quite a few of you out there that are using Buffer, then you'll be pleased to hear that you can now post to Google Plus. Must have been a bit of a dig here, but though, you know, Hootsuite, that we've been using for the last god knows how many years, have actually been able to post to Google Plus for donkeys. So it's nice to know that Buffer are now catching up. Anyway, if you enjoy these podcasts, then I was wondering if you'd like to help me out and please spread the word. If you've got 2 seconds, then please head on over to iTunes and give this podcast a rating. This will help others find the content, and of course, it will be much, much appreciated by yours truly. A quick prompt as well to remember to check out those free Wi-Fi workshops. Learn how to do Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all those other things free of charge just by clicking on my free Wi-Fi workshops. If you have any questions, then we have a live chat facility on our Facebook page. Just click Let's Connect and we can speak to a real person. We're usually open for free social media advice between the hours of 8 in the morning and 6 in the evening most days. I've really enjoyed today's show. As always, you can find the links to everything that I've mentioned in the show notes by simply visiting green-umbrella.biz/19. That's it for today. I'll see you all in 2 weeks' time. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Green Umbrella. We're on the end of 01604 726 758. That was the Online Toolkit Podcast.